Oh, Nanny Prescott, come on, come on, it's nearly 2024. Come on outside, come on outside.
Marion Richards, why are you acting like a banshee? Shouts, screaming my name.
Listen, like I say, you're like a banshee. Every time you open your voice, it's very shrill.
I am not shrill.
Well, someone needs to listen to themselves. Maybe if they go through all the other 230 episodes, they might find out how shrill they are.
Marion Richards, why are you calling my name now?
Because we're about to see the new year in down at the town hall. Don't you want to join us down there, are you not?
Well,
what are you all moping about? I mean, 2024 is about to happen and it's going to be dramorific.
If you say that, more like horrific.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, think about it. 2024 is election year for the states. Oh, President Anarcho, we'll find out if he's able to keep his little phone going.
See the American elections next year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in 2025. Bye, love.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm going back to bed.
Going back to bed?
Yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to hopefully sleep for so long that when I next wake up, I don't see 2024, I see 2025.
Why would you want to do that, Nanny Prescott? Missing out a lot.
Honey, U.S. politics has a funny thing of taking all the oxygen, not to mention the real estate space on your internet, newspaper, TV screen, and life, out of things. And I don't want to spend 2024 just having people say, oh, this person said this person said that, oh, this person promises and they will not deliver it to. I am sick of hearing them go on. I'm not even an American. And they keep going on and on and on and on and on. As if, like, be nice to hear what's going on. I know, I don't know, Botswana or something. Hold on, what is going on in Botswana?
Oh, but it's the greatest soap on.
Well, you and Wilma can have great fun, because Wilma all of a sudden thinks politics is the most exciting thing in life. She didn't even, she thought it was a soap, love. She thought it was a soap. Goodness me. So you bond over that person. Say, I do not want to hear and go on and on and on how this is the election that will change everything, because every election changes everything. I'm not saying any important issues. There are very important issues. I get it. Don't worry about the tips. But sometimes I need someone to lower down the temperature slightly enough, and it's Americans, they can't do that. It's just turn it up in 10, turn it to 11. That was that Spinal Tap nonsense, isn't it? People were just making that silly film, one of the Spinal Tap people, about how all Christians are crazy and stuff like that, honey child, you know. And apparently even some Christians were deluded enough to go on there, and then they played, well, I didn't know he was another, honey. I ain't that stupid, love. I ain't that stupid. Don't take me for a fool, child.
So you want to just sleep through the entire year 2024?
Absolutely. You know, people were skipping Christmas. I want to skip 2024.
But anyway, I thought you, of all people, would be all for the zest of life, you know, and, oh.
I'm all for the zest of life, but I don't want to hear doom and gloom on heavy rotation like it's an MTV movie.
I think you mean music video.
Whatever, child, whatever they put on for the little kids. That's really disturbing, they put stuff on for the little kid. Someone needs to sort that out, child.
But Nanny Prescott, you can't just be sleeping in. That's not really tackling life. And I have to admit, there is more to life than just drama, drama, drama. But in my life, I need the drama, drama, drama.
Well, that's an admission from you.
Well, I'm just saying, Nanny, but I don't think it's fair that you're just sleeping in the new year. Come on, join us. Ooh! Well, I might revel in the pandemonium, you can revel in the fact that grass still grows, and the sun still shines, and snow still falls on occasion, and rain turns up very, very, very often, as it's written.
Well, maybe I can appreciate more of the simple things in life that God's given. Maybe I can block out all the nonsense. I mean, still do my duty, all that sort of thing, but maybe I can pray the things I got problems with. But also, I don't have to put my life on hold for a bunch of people that will throw me in the bin in about 5 seconds.
Well, that is one way to think it.
Well, man, would you have picked me up, Chad? Well, I might skip all the political machinations, Chad, but I won't skip seeing in the new year. Although this time I hope someone doesn't die. Unlike with poor Toby McHale. Come here. Yes, it's that man's gone. Oh, it's been so sad.
The Nanny Prescott, we don't want you to be interested. Come on, let's get all happy, you know. New Year's coming. Drama, drama.
Don't say drama, drama, me, Mary Richard, but it's fine. I'll get it. New Year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new year for us. And
Nanny Prescott, hurry up. It's about to go down.
Okay, drag me along now.
See, they're just doing a countdown. Let's do it alternatively. I'll do it. Five. Then you.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Happy New Year! Do I feel different now, 2024? I do wonder if I still want to skip 2024 for the nonsense, but well, we're in it now, though, so I might as well live through it, see what happens. Oh, to the end, child. But boy, it's gonna be one bumpy ride, no matter what. But there's one thing I know to say.
What's that?
Jesus has gotta take the wheel, cause child, ooh! It's gonna be too much of a ass. And you listening at home, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, child, and that you're gonna have a Happy New Year, and 2024 is gonna be a nice year. And we're all gonna be in this together like it's High School Musical, whatever foolishness is gonna happen, child. So, until next time, bye bye for now.